In our area, it's another brisk October day with temperatures running mainly in the 50s and a gusty breeze. To our south, and well to our south, Major Hurricane Joaquin continues to bash the Bahamas with very dangerous weather conditions. In our area, high pressure is positioned to our north, and a stalled front is to our south. It happens to be the same front that came through earlier this week with heavy rainfall. And now that front is beginning to lift a little bit farther north, so we've seen a few showers in our southern areas today. And moving through tonight into the day tomorrow, there is still the chance for at least a few showers, primarily from the Capital Region and I-90 corridor on south. So we're looking for dry weather across the north, and that's the area that has the best potential to see at least some breaks in the cloud cover as we go through the night. It'll be a cool night, with temperatures falling back into the 30s and low 40s. Some 20s are likely in the Adirondacks. And moving into the day tomorrow, we'll see, again, a little potential for sunshine across the north, with generally cloudy conditions from the Capital Region on south, where a few showers may fall from time to time. It'll be another breezy day, with temperatures running, again, mainly in the 50s, though a few spots may hold in the 40s tomorrow afternoon. And, of course, there's still a lot of focus on Hurricane Joaquin. The storm continues to bring very, very dangerous conditions to the Bahamas on this Friday afternoon. The storm has been sitting down there for a couple of days, so it's a prolonged major hurricane for the Bahamas. And, of course, there's still plenty of focus on the storm track, as the storm is now beginning to lift to the north. The National Hurricane Center official track takes the storm well out to sea as of the late morning advisory, and on a path that far out to sea, passing well east of New England early next week, we are likely to see minimal, if any, impacts across the northeast. So if that track is the one that comes to fruition, we would see really no impact at all here across New York or western New England. However, if the storm does come a bit farther west, we do have the potential to see at least some wind and rain in our area, so it's something we'll monitor over the next few days. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably cloudy and breezy, low in the 30s to around 40, some 20s in the Adirondacks. Tomorrow, partly sunny, breezy, and cool, high 48 to 56. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy and breezy, low in the 30s to around 40, some 20s in the Adirondacks. Tomorrow, variably cloudy, breezy, and cool, high 48 to 56. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, breezy, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, breezy and cool, high 48 to 56. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, breezy and cool, low in the upper 30s to lower 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, breezy and cool, high 48 to 56. Region-wide on Sunday, variably cloudy and breezy, high in the 50s, and on Monday, partly sunny, with highs in the upper 50s to middle 60s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.